America's public debt is now over $16 trillion and shows no signs of slowing down. That's why Bill Johnson, the president of Johnson Timber Corporation, is helping to launch the Wisconsin chapter of the Campaign to Fix the Debt, a campaign that's dedicated to finding bipartisan policy solutions to bring the debt under control.
Over the last 40 years, America's public debt has averaged below 40% of the economy. Today, debt has surpassed 70% of our nation's economic output and could grow past 200% of the GDP before kids who are born today turn 25 if we do nothing. As a dad of three kids, including my 16-month-old girl, that's more than a stat to me. It's a call to action. I don't want to see a diminished future for my children or any of our children. More national debt will mean higher interest rates on consumers' credit card debt, car loans, and mortgages. As a business owner, I know government debt will crowd out productive investments in education or infrastructure, leading to both lower economic growth and lower wages. Eventually, our nation could face an economic crisis similar to what we've seen in Italy and Greece.
However, Johnson believes that there's still time for our nation's leaders to act.
Inaction is not an option. We need to enact a plan that stabilizes debt as a share of the economy, and we need to do it soon. Smart and gradual debt reduction can reverse the negative economic and generational consequences of elevated and rising debt. A credible plan would strengthen the economy by keeping interest rates and inflation low, decreasing unemployment, and getting rid of economy-distorting tax loopholes. Right now, there are many proposals to choose from. Policymakers need to start focusing on selecting the best ideas and implementing them, and they need to do it as soon as possible. If you'd like to sign our petition or find out more about the campaign to fix the debt, check out fixthedebt.org.
That website again is fixthedebt.org.